Well, good morning, and a very warm welcome to St. Steve Woolwick for our Tuesday morning reflection. Today the church remembers the visit of Mary to her cousin Elizabeth, the time when the teenage Mary made the challenging trip across the Judean hill country to tell her cousin the news of her pregnancy. A celebration, her joy and her hope are expressed in what's become one of the great songs of the church, the Magnificat from chapter 1 of Luke's Gospel, beginning at verse 46. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, for he has looked with favour on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed. The Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." Magnificat, sometimes known as the Song of Mary, was sung by our choir last week to music composed by the English Renaissance maestro Orlando Gibbons. It's sung or said or whispered every day around the country and across the world as part of the timeless rhythms of evensong in cathedrals, churches, monasteries, or by those praying alone. But in several countries at various times, the Magnificat has been banned. The British authorities prohibited its being recited in church during British rule in India. The military junta of Argentina banned any public display of Mary's song after the mothers of the Plaza de Mayo plastered Mary's words on posters in Buenos Aires. In the 1980s, it was also banned in Guatemala. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the German Lutheran theologian killed by the Nazis in 1945, wrote, "Song of Mary is the oldest Advent hymn. It is at once the most passionate, the wildest, one might even say the most revolutionary Advent hymn ever sung. This is not the gentle, tender, dreamy Mary who we sometimes see in paintings. This is the passionate, surrendered, proud, enthusiastic Mary who speaks out here. This song is a hard, strong, inexorable song about collapsing thrones and humbled lords of this world, about the power of God and the powerlessness of humankind. These are the tones the women prophets of the Old Testament that now come to life in Mary's mouth." The varied musical settings of the Magnificat performed in the serenity of evensong perhaps often conceal the real rejoicing and the revolutionary within the Magnificat, known by the first word in the Latin version of this passage in Luke, "Magnificat anima mea dominum," which is probably best translated as "My heart declares that the Lord is great." This very young woman, high on the mind-blowing news of her pregnancy, thrilled to be able to pass on the news to her cousin, and also very unsure of the future for a pregnant, unmarried woman, she bursts into this hymn, drawing on the words of great women from the Jewish scriptures, which Mary would have known so well, especially Hannah, the mother of Samuel. It's a hymn of jubilation that God's eternal promises of salvation and liberation are to be realized fully with her as the bearer of the one who will deliver these promises. A hymn originally delivered with teenage emotion, excitement, and probably dancing. I think Bach's musical arrangement of the Magnificat with its sparkling trumpets and resounding kettle drums probably best conveys the jubilation. Magnificat was, of course, banned because of its revolutionary essence. This is a hymn that looks to the past and celebrates how God has shown his love in delivering the Jewish people freedom from slavery in Egypt, freedom from exile in Babylon, and the restoration of Jerusalem. And it looks forward to the true liberation that will flow from the work of Mary's Son, freedom for the oppressed, nourishment for the hungry, rejoicing and fulfillment for the lowly, the marginalized, and the ignored. The reversal of the oppressive regimes of the world will happen. I love the phrase, proud in the imagination of their hearts, or in the thoughts of their hearts. Those who think they are powerful and have made it according to the self-serving standards that they deludedly hold on to. The ways of Herod and other dictators and their cronies will be revealed as a temporary perverted sham. Those who follow the gospel of Mary's Son will be passionate champions, providing release from all forms of oppression created by economic abuse, created by discrimination based on man-made boundaries, social, tribal, ethnic, gender, or orientation boundaries. The Son of Mary will provide the ultimate victory over darkness in fulfillment of the covenantal promises made to her ancestor Abraham. So we should perhaps consider, how are we doing as Magnificat revolutionaries? How and where can we help relieve oppression? A few moments of reflection before our prayers. So let us pray. Prayer and response this morning are, Lord Jesus, Mary's Son, bring light and hope. Lord Jesus, Mary's Son, bring light and hope. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, for he has looked with favour on the lowliness of his servant. We thank you for all the blessings and gifts that we have received in the last week. For all those who have showed love towards us, and we apologize where we have taken them for granted. Lord Jesus, Mary's Son, bring light and hope. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. We pray for all who serve God and who serve the revolution of the Magnificat throughout the world, especially those who suffer and who are persecuted for their beliefs. Lord Jesus, Mary's Son, bring light and hope. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. We pray for all who are oppressed by warfare, conflict, unjust regimes. We pray especially for peace in Ukraine. And pray for all the leaders of the world that they may work for peace and the alleviation of oppression. Lord Jesus, Mary's Son, bring light and hope. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever. Father, help us to hang on to these promises in the coming week. Walk with us in all that we do. Help us to have appreciative hearts. And help us to keep in mind those who need lifting up. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and all whom you love, today and always. Amen. Thanks for joining us this morning. Do have a blessed day ahead.